Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a very famous man, and on this program, he's not going to cook. Scott Craigie has the rundown.
Today we're going to talk to Martin Yang, talk gaming and Southeast Asia. He lives in Burlingame, and he travels the world eating and cooking. Not a bad job.
And he's also an expert on gaming. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Steve Robinson, Ellie Lopez-Bolin, and Jill Derby. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com. Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5. And they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays. And they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're here in Harrah's Reno with Chef Martin Yang. Pleasure to have you on the program,
thank
sir.
Thank you so much.
I'm a longtime fan and admirer of yours.
Well, we have been old friends.
Yes.
We met many years ago.
Yes, indeed.
And also, I'm also a friend of NBC. Know that.
Even better.
Yeah.
All right, my friend, let me ask you. I wanted to get your viewpoint on a whole bunch of different things that I think are of interest to Nevadans and also that they may not really be aware of, which is, A, the scope of China. Right now, there are 300 million Chinese who have the money to be able to travel and spend their money abroad. Do you see them desiring to come to the United States and especially Nevada to gamble?
I think so. In fact, I was in Hawaii recently, and Hainan Airlines just started flying directly from China to Hawaii. And I think because the opening up of the immigration and the visa, assigned the visa and easier to get the visa, I think there are more and more people are traveling. Everywhere you go to Southeast Asia, you go to Europe, there's a lot of Chinese, and they're spending more time, the Chinese tourists and travelers, they spend more time than the Japanese and anybody else. So I think Nevada should be ready, get ready to for the influx of a good quality Chinese traveler who are interested in coming to Nevada to have a good game and play and eat. So food and game are the two twins.
Let me make this point even clearer, which is when I say 300 million Chinese, that's essentially the population of the United States.
That's growing. That's the middle, one of the middle class. Actually, you have 1.3, 1.4 billion people. And also, this particular middle class is growing like leaps and bounds. And there's so much. In fact, I just bought a Fortune magazine. The front page is China is buying the world.
Let's talk about Macau. You certainly had a lot of experience in Macau.
Yeah, I just came back. In fact, I'm going back there again.
This is now the largest gaming market in the world. It's bigger than the Las Vegas Strip. What are your thoughts on the growth in Macau and where that's heading?
I think what happened is there are some corrupted individuals from China and have been going into Macau on a regular basis. So what happened to the Chinese government? Give a cram on that.
But it's bureaucrats spending the mayor's money.
Right, but the thing is, I think they're going to loosen it up again because Macau, the economy of Macau is also very important to the economy of China, just like Hong Kong. So I think they're going to change that, and you see a revitalization of the gaming income and the activity and the movement.
One of the things that surprised me, and perhaps surprised some of the U.S. builders in Macau, was that the Chinese do not like to leave the tables. If they're in there and they're gambling, they're not going to go to a restaurant. They don't want to go to a convention. They want to sit right there, have their food brought to them. It's a different thing.
Yeah. See, that's why in Macau, the restaurant business is not as just unlike Las Vegas. Las Vegas, you have a lot of celebrity chef and all kind of things. But in Macau, you know, people just, like you say, they just sit there and they play until they either win a lot or lose everything.
Now,
win or lose.
Las Vegas Sands, you've been doing some work for Venetian, I understand. Las Vegas Sands is in the process of hopefully being able to complete 12 hotels. They will control all the gaming for that, but there'll be brand names for all those hotels. Do you think that there is that much interest in Southeast Asia, not just China, but Southeast Asia, to have that kind of growth?
You know, Asian in general, I don't know what happened. Traditionally, Asian are major high rollers and gaming activists, I think. This like it's in the blood. And the Chinese, Vietnamese, the Singaporean, Malaysian, Indonesian, they love the game of risk. You know, risk and no risk, no gain. Anyway, so in economy, in the Asian economy, particularly Chinese economy, for centuries and dynasty, there's no stability. So they are willing to take a risk. And I think this kind of risk-taking characteristic and personality and the tradition will continue on for some time to come.
Now, right now, it is not the easiest thing to get from Hong Kong to Macau. You have to go by ferry boat or the faster speed boats.
Well, one hour.
Right. It's an hour. But they're building a road, a causeway, like the Florida Keys. 20 minutes.
25 minutes, 20 minutes, 23 minutes.
So you think this is going to spur even more growth?
I think it will be, because a lot of time, in terms of ferry, it affects by the weather, by when you have car, when you have bridges, it's a totally different game, and also much faster. As a gambler, as a gaming person that loves the game, they are dying. They don't want to waste a single minute, a single hour. And if they can get there instantly, they'll get there.
Okay, let's talk about Singapore. You recently were in Singapore.
Yeah, in Sentosa and downtown, they're going to build a couple of casinos.
And Las Vegas Sands is the first one that's going to open their license
in,
there.
Right in downtown Singapore.
What kind of excitement is there about that?
I understand that the Singapore government and everybody is getting very excited about it, because right now, in order for the Singaporean or the other people to gamble, they have to go to Malaysia, right next to Singapore. And now they no longer have to go over there, and it's also safe and it's convenient. For the gambler, it's about convenience. Everything is about convenience. They want the instant action.
Taiwan, there's talk about opening Taiwan for gaming as well.
Yeah, remember Taiwan, there's a couple of islands in between in the Taiwan Strait, not too far away from China. And they're thinking about opening up that. And in fact, they have an election. They have a campaign to try to get everybody approved. And I think they got defeated at this time.
Do you think, because of all this other gaming opening up, that China will look at its position, because Macau is the only place you can legally gamble? I'm sure, like in the United States, that there is a much larger illegal gaming market than there is a legal gaming market.
Oh, definitely.
Market.
A lot of underground gaming.
Do you think that might encourage the Chinese government to open up gaming in other places in China?
I think this might be, once they feel more confident, once they feel good about what's going on, once they feel that it's stable, And I think they figure out, you know, if they feel that you're losing so much money and they're losing so much opportunity, then they probably have to do it. Otherwise, everybody have to go somewhere else to do it anyway. Might as well take the money and keep it yourself.
Okay, more with Martin Yan here at Harris Reno when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com. As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's the great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is proud to announce it has been designated a foreign trade zone. What does that mean for you? Well, bring your product to TRI duty-free. Manufacture it, store it, sell it, and then only pay the taxes when you deliver it to your customer. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
Now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers from Harris Reno, we continue our conversation with Chef Martin Yan. Your current series on PBS,
Martin Yan China.
Excellent. I watch it every Saturday.
Everywhere on PBS.
Absolutely. I wanted to follow up on one thing you said in the first segment. You said how the casinos in Nevada are going to have to step up their game to compete with what's going on in Macau now. What do you mean by that?
Well, just like anything, you know, like a restaurant, just like any industry, you know, when you see competition, you just have to find a way to attract more people. And that's another reason why I'm here today at the Harris Reno, is just that to create some excitement, to have a special activity. I bring in a couple of my friends to do a hand pull noodle and do a noodle festival. And I think besides the regular traditional entertainment, you're going to have to find a way, have a niche, create excitement in different ways to keep it up and attract people to come. You know, just like when you have five restaurants here or five casino here, and then each one of them, if everything is the same, why would anybody to come? Why would anybody come? You got to make yourself a little bit different. Stand out. Do something different. Besides offering a good service, a good gaming activity, at the same time, I think food is a very important part of it, and other activity, some special promotions, special events, special activity might be a way to do it.
Let me ask you this. People in Nevada have talked for many years about the television show Bonanza that has been on all over the world.
Yeah.
And they've talked about how when Chinese people come to Nevada and they go to Virginia City, which is the closest thing to Bonanza, that could be a really great tourist attraction for the Chinese. Do you believe that?
I think so, because in fact, a lot of U.S. series are actually being broadcast in many parts of the world. But Yankin Cook, just like Yankin Cook Show, is broadcast in 59 countries around the world. And I'm doing show in China. In fact, one day, you know, maybe we should team up to really promote Nevada, promote Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Las Vegas to the world, particularly in the China market. And I'm doing
Excuse
that.
Me, stop tape. We're leaving. We're off on our... No, I'd love to do that. That would be wonderful
to do. Yeah, because I'm actually doing something with Hawaii. to attract a lot of Chinese. This is where the bulk of the tourists is going to come from. They're the ones that spend money, particularly in the gaming industry. The Chinese traveler, the Chinese customer, the A team. Got to do it. Got to attract these people.
Let's talk about Vancouver. I mean, that's the largest concentration of Chinese outside of China, correct?
More or less. Vancouver is huge. Toronto is also very big. Now New York is also very big, much bigger than San Francisco now.
Do you think that, and these were a lot of people who were living in Hong Kong, and to an extent Macau, who when the Chinese government took over, they fled the country. Do you think that at some point you're going to see those people going back?
Well, already you see a lot of people going back, the second generation, the third generation. Like, we first came, we're the first generation. We came over here, we go to school, and a lot of us, a lot of my friends, a lot of our friends' son and daughter, they're actually working in China, Singapore, KL, Shanghai, Beijing, and Taipei. Everywhere you see a lot of these. They call it Hai Gui Pai, that means they return overseas Chinese, the return of the overseas Chinese.
Okay, let's talk about food in this country. What have you noticed because of the recession in terms of food being served in the United States in restaurants?
I think the recession never of this kind of magnitude, of course, affect the high-end industry, the high-end F&B, but I don't think it would affect a buffet. I don't think it would affect a very, very reasonable price a restaurant tour or a buffet like this at Harris. I think if you offer people good value, a good delicious food, good value, people still would come. I see a lot of restaurants in many parts of the Nevada as well as California still packed because it's good food and it's good price.
Let's talk about your relationship with Harris Reno in particular. You've been coming here for a long time and been an advisor here for a long time.
Yes. Well, I've been working. I have many friends that patronize different Harris Casino in Las Vegas as well as Reno and Lake Tahoe in different part of the country, in Chicago, and I work with Jolene and a lot of places in New Orleans. So I have a lot of friends that I actually associate with the casino. And everywhere I go, I got friends. I got to go to places and I see friends. And they have been trying very, very hard, and I have worked with Harris Reno for the last 10, 15 years.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program, sir, and I look forward to doing more things with you.
Well,
I think your new business partnership is
Let's travel all over Nevada, bring Nevada to the world, and promote Nevada, and particularly Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Las Vegas. And we'll travel to Macau, too.
This is the man, Martin Yang. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Happy days are here again at Joe's Diner. Celebrate any occasion in our fun 50s style atmosphere. From special events, holidays, graduations to birthdays, and at Joe's, all kids get a free meal on their birthday. Joe's is a Reno tradition, serving only the freshest made-to-order classics. How about a delicious shake made with premium hand-dipped ice cream to go with that gourmet burger? And Joe's is home of the weekday $4.99 breakfast special and the late lunch early dinner special. Buy one burger, get one free. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, eat at Joe's today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ellie Lopez-Bolin is here, the community activist, Steve Robinson, Director of State Government Affairs at R&R Partners, and Jill Derby, the former chair of the Nevada State Democratic Party. Let's start out with an announcement.
Oh, well, thank you, Sam. I'm very happy to announce to your loyal viewers today that I will be running for Assembly District 26.
And so this is the seat that's currently occupied by Ty Cobb.
Yes, it is.
He's going to run for Randolph Townsend's seat.
Absolutely. So I'm ready. I'm energetic. I have my walking shoes.
All right. Well, we'll be happy to invite you back on the program
Thank
as a candidate because this will be your last time as a pundit.
Oh, no.
Good news, bad news. Let's
start out first off the top. An article in the Las Vegas Sun. Healthcare bills. Word count turns Gibbons off. He says, I have a hard time remembering when anything as important as healthcare was ever improved by having the federal government involved. The federal government does not belong in your medicine cabinet, in the operating room, in the discussions you have with your healthcare providers. And he was concerned that the bill was at least 1,500 pages long. Your thoughts on this?
Well, that is true, because when something is that large, things can get lost in the masses of pages. We do need some sort of reform in the healthcare system. However, I believe the country is not very happy with the current one. Depends, I guess, who you speak to, but from my perspective, it is a little complicated. It is a little convoluted, so we need a little more clarity in it.
Well, Jill, do we even have a bill yet? We really don't.
Well, no, but, you know, we have a sense of what's coming together, and there certainly is a widespread consensus that something has to be done, reform has to be done. There, you know, and there's a consensus around some of the reform elements of that bill that are very important, that will restrict the insurance companies from canceling because of pre-existing conditions or too expensive procedures or whatever. And those are huge reforms. So there's a pretty big consensus there. There isn't around, of course, the public option and some other issues that are coming forward. But everybody seems optimistic that something's going to be hammered out.
I have a feeling that you don't feel quite the same way.
I don't. I think the public has not been well served by the Congress or the administration. We don't know what's in those. And I hesitate to call them all bills, but seven or eight different versions of what's coming out of committees. And as you know, the Senate is holding secret meetings on the legislation. And the way they've been acting, and the administration has been acting since they've come into office, oftentimes on the floor, these things are not debated, they're not vetted, and all of a sudden they become law. So we have, I think, reason to be concerned about what's actually in them and how they'll be handled once they come to the floor.
Up to this point, it's been a pretty transparent process, more so than we've seen in the past. And now we know there are some closed doors meetings going on. I think sometimes you have to have that. But
well, that
it
may
is important. The public needs to know.
Well, that certainly reflects Senator Reid's power, because he allowed the committee chairman to write these bills, which is, I guess, the agreement for him being majority leader. But now it all comes back to him.
Yeah.
And so those meetings that Steve refers to
I'm really frustrated by the whole process that's going on in Washington, D.C. I think probably if we took a poll, we'd find that almost everybody that's polled would find some part of it that they're just really disgusted about. And the one fact that you brought up is the main one, and that is that so much of this is being done behind closed doors. That just grieves me to death. I cannot stand that that's what's happened in our democracy.
But it always does. I mean, in the middle of the Patriot Act, there are things that have just nothing to do with it concerning indemnifying the pharmaceutical companies if their drugs caused autism. I mean, what is that doing in the Patriot Act? But that always happens. I mean,
it's still wrong.
Be that as it may, but that's the way it works. Wanted to go to another subject. Ed Vogel and Ben Spillman in the Review Journal brought up. Richard Ziza is looking at a petition here, a petition drive to overturn the state's abortion rights law and prevent government from trying to end the lives of elderly people. His proposed personhood constitutional amendment is designed to ensure that no human being is deprived of life, liberty, or property from the moment of biological development to the natural end of his life. What does that actually mean?
Well, I just have to say, I don't know of any place where government's trying to do in the elderly. So I really do question, you know, the assumption and the basis of what he's talking about.
So we're not
trying
to off grandma.
Yeah, really, really. So, I mean, I think it's pretty extreme. But, of course, what they're going after is the right to reproductive choice, the right to abortion, which is pretty sound in Nevada. You know, clear back in the early 90s, as you'll recall, we had a referendum about that secured the right of women to reproductive choice in a way that's stronger than most states do. So we'll see what happens with this petition. I don't think Nevadans will go for it. I don't think they want the government making those decisions for them.
Ellen?
I just moved my almost 96-year-old mother from Texas to Nevada, and I can tell you that she is not ready to sign anything that says she wants to end her life at any point. As a healthcare provider, though, I know that people need to make a decision for themselves as they get older. Do you want CPR when your heart stops?
But isn't this really all about abortion?
Sure.
Well, we were talking about transparency and things hidden and whatever. That's a little complicated there. Yes.
Well, and Zeiser's signature on this probably is the kiss of death to it. But the opinions about abortion have changed and modified over the last decade. As you know, Gallup shows a majority now, or a plurality anyway, that consider themselves anti-abortion, or consider themselves at least not pro-choice. So things have changed, and I don't think it's a slam dunk anymore for the pro-choice cause.
I think this is always going to be an issue, and sure. And there'll be another generation and then another generation that'll want to revisit it. And you know what? The way the system runs, they get to. So if they can raise the signatures on the petitions, yeah. You get another shot. And if it goes the wrong way, then maybe a group comes. But that's the way this democracy works, and God bless America that it does that way.
And that's where we got to leave it. We thank you all. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time out.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled. At a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Next week, we've got Mark Amade, Harvey Mumford, and Christina Keegan.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.